Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, we got to do it. Never stop doing it. Ain't going to do it. It's Weasel Wednesday. It's the 11th day of October, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a blistering high of 44 degrees. And it was sleeting a while ago. It's coming. So let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. Hotel questions revised timeline of Las Vegas massacre. Uh-oh. We're going to find out about this as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Like we said yesterday, you know, this whole thing has fallen apart because, I mean, you have to believe that, you know, you had huge security teams in that motel slash casino. And, you know, like I said, you know, they have their own armed security. I mean, they're guarding more money than a damn bank holds. And they're watching everywhere, and to pretend they didn't have cameras in those hallways and they weren't watching everything that went on is just completely ridiculous. Spike hit this article last hour, and we're going to go over it a little bit more. This is from CNBC. It's called Hotel Questions Revised Timeline of Las Vegas Massacre. Because, I mean, you got to believe some pretty fantastic things if you're going to go along with what they're trying to put out there. I mean, you've noticed that, man, you're not hearing about the gun control. You're not hearing, they're just like, shh, don't talk about it no more. Not right now. A day after authorities revised the timeline of events on the night of the Las Vegas mass shooting. Remember, people, this is over a week ago. The hotel where the gunman was staying is casting doubt on the changes. Police said earlier this week that they believe Stephen Paddock shot a hotel security guard through the door of his high-rise hotel suite 6 minutes before he unleashed a barrage of bullets into the crowd at a musical performance below. The injured guard ran down a hall using his radio. Remember when they first started reporting about this hotel security guard? He was just off duty, and he just kind of wandered up there to look at an open door. Bullshit. like we told you yesterday. I mean, that's like saying that there was a guy that worked for the bank and he seen the vault open and he just happened to be in there doing, you know, just hanging out at the bank, and he walked back there like, you know, like he was at work and just started bullshit. Okay, let's see. We're injured guard ran down the hall using his radio. Remember, they were trying to act like there was nobody knew that this guy was shot. 200 rounds through the door. He just laid there for a while. And then when the guy finally started shooting, you know, busted a window out and started shooting down in the crowd, then finally somebody, oh, there's somebody up there shooting. It's way past fantastic. And I tell you right now, the people should be screaming, who killed those 58 people? Who really killed those 58 people? The injured guard ran down a hall using his radio and possibly a hallway phone to call for help. I'm telling you right now, they were watching unsecured. If he was shot, they seen it. There was somebody monitoring those goddamn halls. It's a casino hotel. And what this is going to fall apart to is, you know, they're taught, well, we'll go on. We'll just hit it when it comes along, I reckon. A security guard through the door of his high rise, 6 minutes, unleashed a barrage of bullets into a crowd at a musical performance. The injured guard ran down the hall using his radio. After we've insisted that he had to have a radio, we're not stupid. And I gotta believe they had to do this because the people that live in Las Vegas know better than this shit. And like I said, there had to be a big security. There's a lot of people who know what really happened there. Too many, perhaps. Possibly a hallway phone to call for help, reporting he had been shot in the leg. That account differs dramatically from the one police gave last week, that Paddock ended his hail of fire on the crowd where 58 people were killed and hundreds injured in order to shoot through his door and wound the unarmed guard, Jesus Campos. But late Tuesday, the company that owns the Mandalay Bay Hotel Casino questioned the new timeline. We cannot be certain about the most recent timeline. Yeah, you can. You had cameras running. I guarantee the cameras are time-stamped, man. I mean, this is ridiculous. I think they're in a real bad place. That's why it's gotten so quiet about this whole thing. There was one little blip on it that just, you know, in the mainstream news that it occupied the whole week last week. And you got to believe that, you know, they were on it, man. Gun control, we're going to do it, man. Gun safety, we got, every other thing you heard was Las Vegas Massacre. And all of a sudden, it's like, that happened a long time ago. We don't want to talk about that. But late Tuesday, the company that owns Mandalay Hotel Casino questioned the news. We cannot be certain of the most recent timeline. They know exactly what happened, when it happened. It's all recorded, said Deborah Shi Dishang, a spokeswoman for MGM Resorts International. We believe what is currently being expressed may not be accurate. You better keep it fluid. You better not put your foot down on any statement because you know it's all a goddamn lie. Las Vegas police did not respond Tuesday night to questions about the hotel's statement, or rather, investigators stand behind the revised timeline released earlier this week. You people really believe any of this? Any of it? The revised timeline raises questions about whether better communications could have allowed officers to respond more quickly and take out the gunman before the attack. And I'm going to tell you, this is how it would have really, in reality, this is what would have happened. If that guy did shoot through the door, and at least they have he shot 200 times through a door in a motel. Now, you got to, like I said, that would have been swarming with hotel security. I mean, forget about the cops. They're saying, well, the cops couldn't have got there in time. They have their own security. And I guarantee you, they got machine guns. They are well equipped. They have everything they need to stop anything. They're sitting on more money than a bank. They're a casino. They have to have money on hand, and they protect that money. I guarantee you, they got machine guns and everything. They have security that you wouldn't believe. I mean, this is a huge casino motel in the middle of Las Vegas. So you've got this guy here now. He shot through the door 200 times and hit a security guard in the leg who wasn't off duty, who was on duty and had a radio and called it in immediately. I'm telling you, the security swarming to the 32nd floor. They are converging with fully automatic guns. I guarantee you they got them. And now you got this guy. Now he's with this bullet riddled door is the only thing between him and these security guards. Now he's going to, he could just turn his back to that door because there wasn't nobody out there because the cops hadn't got there yet. Now you think about it. What would it take to open a door that's been shot 200 times? It would have fell over. Think about it, people. 200 times. The door's kicked in. Okay, now this guy, he's got the option. If you believe any of this, which isn't true, we know what happened here. This was a team. They came in. This was a communist hit. This was a communist orchestrated shooting. Now this guy here, you got the security, which would have been swarming. I'm telling you, swarming that 32nd floor. They'd have been all over that like flies on a rump roast. And then, so now he's got the door. All they got to do is the door's kicked open. Now he's got two options. He shoots at who's out in the hallway trying to get him, or he's going to break a window and turn his back to them. How long would he have got to shoot before somebody gunned him down? Not a bullet. And we all know it. That's why this keeps getting worse and worse. And the more they that's why I think they've shut it all up, because they know every time they open their mouth, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. One security guard with a gun, one security guard, not to mention the swarm that would have been there. 200 rounds fired in a casino hotel. Oh, we got to wait till the police get here. You really believe that? Do you? Because I don't. And like I said, then he has the option of turning his back to that door. He has to, and remember, do you think that outside that door, that the swarm of hotel security that had to be there with weapons, I guarantee you, that they couldn't hear the window getting broke out. They couldn't hear him shooting out in that door, and they knew the bullets weren't coming here. He's shooting out the window or something here. The door's kicked in. And I mean, come on, please, people. I mean, I don't even have to reiterate it. It's so blatantly obvious that this was an operation.
Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, did that security guy, did he die? I heard originally that he, lost his life. And then somebody was saying that, as far as the timeline goes, if he was only shot in the leg, why don't they just ask him what time it was? So is the guy alive, do you know?
He's very much alive, according to what I've read. When I first heard about it, I was like you. I thought, because they acted like he'd laid there in the hallway, and why they couldn't get to him. That was what it was, when they were reporting this. That's what the funny thing was, because they were trying to, try to create like a bunch of time that elapsed for some reason. And what it was is that, I thought the guy, the way they tried to portray it to us is the guy's hit. He's laying in the god dang hallway, and he doesn't, they said he was off duty. They were trying to act like he didn't have a radio, no communications. The rest of the hotel just didn't know that 200 rounds have been fired. And I thought, well, maybe, that he, I wonder too, did he bleed to death? No, they're saying right here, that he went, went down the hall there in the first part of here, it says it, injured guard down the hall using his radio and possibly a hallway phone to call for help. So he called for help, and yeah, he was very much alive. He's still very much alive. We haven't even seen a picture of him, have we, Katie?
No, not yet. And I'm thinking now, I remember that sheriff that, has been doing these briefings with the press. Anyway, he mentioned somebody. Was it a cop that died? I mean,
I thought there was one cop killed. Yeah, I think there was.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was a cop I'm confusing the security guard with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, it was intentionally confused. But, when I finally got to sit down and thinking about it, because like I said, I've been to Vegas many times. And I mean, everybody knows who runs the casinos. It's the mob. And I mean, they have their own enforcers. I don't know if you ever watched the movie Casino, what they do when they catch a cheater. That's real shit. I mean, if in the first place, smuggling that many guns into that hotel, I don't believe it for one second. If there would have been heavy, suitcases and stuff coming in, I mean, they monitor everything, especially coming. You have to cross the casino floor to get to the elevators to even go up into the hotel. And I guarantee you, if they've seen a big bunch of suitcases coming in, and it wasn't their bellhops that were taking it up for a guest in a suite, and he had his own people carrying him up. Somebody would have been, what's in them suitcases? If nothing else, what are they setting up there so that they can dilly with what's going down on the floor? That's what they really care about, is the money. But they would, and of course, they said he had toolboxes up there, machinery. You know what that means in a casino? You don't take machinery into a casino. They're looking for somebody
I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I've been there several times.
Oh, and you know, they don't have, I don't know that they don't, but I wouldn't think they would have cameras in the very rooms. But I promise you, they're out in the halls. And when they seen all that stuff coming in, the first time that guy left, I guarantee you, somebody's going up there and they're going to look and see what's in that room. It's security. It's all so impossible, people. It's so impossible for the scenario they put together. But I think they wanted it to be a casino because of the push. They wanted a part of it was to be for the TSA to be looking up your butt when you go into a hotel. Any motel. I mean, you know, once they start on a casino would be, well, we're going to have security here now. And so we're going to have TSA. And then it would be just a natural extension. Well, the rest of the motels connected with MGM. Resort International, where that's a part of it. We go to the MGM and then MGM, the next one within a year, you go to the Motel 6 and they want to, give you a probe to get into a motel room. And then, like I said, the next step would be, the mall shooting, mall massacre. But I mean, the whole thing, they don't do anything without a purpose. But I think at this point in the ballgame, the people in this country, that was 58 American nationals gunned down. I mean, killed.
Are you there, Henry?
Yes, ma'am. Katie?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. There's some funny static going on.
Oh, really? I don't hear it.
Ugh. Anyway, I wanted it. Okay. I'll ask you, what do you think about the at least two shooters, that breakdown that Mike Adams, the health ranger, did?
I don't doubt it one bit, because this is a Mossad CIA operation, and they will triangulate the fire to get the maximum effect. I talked about the Wounded Knee Massacre, because they tried it. They revised that again. The next time I seen it, after we'd talked about Wounded Knee, 150 killed out of 350 people. They had them surrounded with Hotchka howitzers, and they disarmed them and shot them up. But, you're talking about a crowd. What they said, there was like 20,000 people in that crowd.
Yeah.
I think it's purely amazing that only that many were hit, to tell you the truth. And what is it, triangulated fire? It would have to be. I mean, you've seen people running in all directions, and there were reports. People said that there was guns going off in the crowd, and I don't doubt it a bit. The confusion is what they would want in a situation like that. I mean, some people I read that the one lady was killed, was just stampeded. You're talking a huge crowd. But yeah, because I do believe that it was a hit team, that there would have been several involved. And I mean, the whole thing in the hotel that was just a side story. That was supposed to be a patsy kind of deal. But I believe there was a shooter up that room, maybe a couple of them, because I believe that after the shooting went down, that they went over and got in the service elevator, went down and got in their limo and drove off in the confusion. And, in the hotel, I'm telling you, that casino hotel has to be in on it, because there's no way that their surveillance didn't see every damn bit of everything that happened, period.
Yeah. Yeah. Has anybody brought up, hey, look, how about all the cameras you've got in that hotel? I mean, where was
they're not even talking about it, but, it's like this, the hotel coming out here, because it's looking bad on them. I got to tell you, the people that live in Vegas, like I said, my sister lived there, and her husband's family came. I mean, Vegas, that's where they were from. And the people that are living in Vegas are going, no way, And then you got the people who are working security. And I mean, you got in a hotel that size, I got to believe you got 100 people in it just running security. And, everybody armed and monitoring all the monitors. Man, I mean, a casino, you're surveilled when you go into it. You just know it. It's natural. Of course you're being surveilled. They're looking. They can look down in your pockets. They're looking at your. They're watching your hands to see if you're cheating. But in the rest of the motel, I guarantee you, every floor is going to have a camera that goes straight down the hallways and stuff. They can see what's going on upstairs, because they have to watch for things like what we were talking about with them bringing the toolboxes up. I mean, you could be setting something up there to affect the machines down in the floor. You know what I'm saying? So you don't bring toolboxes in. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, I have slept in casino hotels before, and took my pistol because I carry, and it's in my room, and sleep under my pillow or in my drawer. But if I leave, I use it, unless it's just going down on the floor, I wouldn't take it with me, but it'd be under the mattress or something. But I always assume that it's safe because, hey, nobody's going in that room that casino security doesn't see, period. Like I said, the street thugs and stuff, they know better. You don't go into casino robbing people. I mean, only the casino gets to rob the people that come into casino. You don't even rob people in their parking lots. They will track your ass down, and it won't be the police you got to worry about. It'll be that hotel security that tracks you down and beats you down into a bloody pulp where they find you. And they'll let me, there might be, like I said yesterday, there might be a Metro cop standing there just to let you know, yep, that's how it is here. You better not make that mistake again if you get to live through it.
Yeah, do you think Stephen Paddock's brother is real, or is he just a made-up part of the story?
Who knows? You know, I mean, is Stephen Paddock, is he real? I mean, they showed us a picture on the television, Katie, and said, this guy did this. Well, really? You know, I mean, and what we've seen at Sandy Hook and at the Boston Marathon, all that stuff, you know, we're supposed, oh, okay, you know, what it is, you know, I was conversing with somebody off the site on it, through the emails that'd been a couple people had been having a problem on there, and I was talking to him and I said, you got to realize that the brainwashing techniques that they're using, the thing they're using to control the people, this stuff was written by L. Ron Hubbard, believe it or not, the mind controlling techniques they're using, and the whole idea is to put you in a state of shock. I mean, it's gotten to be the point that we're so stigmatized by, desensitized by, because it's just happening every day. Everything's just a massacre. Any of the television you see is pure violence, murder, blood, guts, everything flying. It's not working anymore. But the idea is to shock you, you know, and once they have you people shocked, then they start feeding you all this bullshit and your mind ain't all there. And you just accept it because you're trying to find, you know, you want reason right now. But it's not working anymore. People are too awake to it. As soon as something, I mean, I was gone for a whole week and people were just ripping this apart to the point to here we are today, and they can't even decide what really happened out there, can they?
No, but I do. I'm with you. I believe people were, there were really bullets flying in that crash.
Oh, yeah.
People were murdered and injured.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sick part.
Well, that's why we have to, you know, they, in the same instance of the shock that they wanted to try to give us, we're sitting here now. We should be. 58 people have been killed. I want to know who killed them, don't you?
I do.
And it wasn't no Stephen Haddock or whatever his name is. I want to know exactly. You know, there was a Mossad training facility right there in Las Vegas. I read in some article earlier today.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I mean, like I said, when I first started talking about this, if you can't find a reason, I mean, they're saying, we just can't figure out why he did it. Then you have to look at what resulted as what became to be as a result of what happened. And it was a direct attack on gun control. Started talking about, looking up people's asses, like with TSA being put into the casinos. Like the casinos really need a TSA. That's, that's another point I would make. They don't need no TSA, man. They got the baddest surveillance that ever existed on this planet in those casinos. They don't, but that would be a place where they could introduce it. See, it's just like the underwear bomber who they let pass the security to get on that plane because they wanted to start putting the scanning machines, to look through your clothes and let the TSA look up your butt, into the airports. So, and I mean, that was a fraud. You had a lawyer and his wife came out and told you that they walked him past security and put him on the plane. And it's just like this here, just as blatant. But I guess they want to spread their security tentacles out a little further into the, and you know, the, it was been about a month or two ago, the lady who bought this house was here doing some work on it in the bathroom. So we didn't have a bathroom. So we went to town, I mean, to a goddamn Motel 6. I really wouldn't go there, but the only goddamn place I can get where I can smoke a cigarette. So we pull into this Motel 6 in Klamath Falls, and, Laura goes in and she's going to get the room. I'm sitting there in the rig, and, she comes out and she goes, you have to come in. I go, what? Oh, yeah, you have to come in. They have to. They want to see my license. And, I mean, they're taking pictures of you to go in a goddamn motel room. I came in, you're a custom as communist, you can bet. And told them, and they said, well, we have to. I go, I don't want to hear it. I go, you're committing treason. But this is, I've seen this move coming. They want to spread the tentacles of the so-called, because they love us, Katie. That's why they killed 58 of us to get, so they could get security to protect us. You see what I mean?
Yep.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, they're already asking for passports to get on airplanes. Pretty soon they're going to want a passport to walk in Motel 6.
Yeah, well, hey, man, I tell you what, if you don't have, in here in Oregon, it is the real ID. And if you don't have one, you ain't getting a motel room. That's just the bottom line, right now, right here, right now. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct, Mark. But I believe that's what this was all about. It was to come after the guns. I mean, they, like I said the first day, this guy was a millionaire. If he wanted, he didn't have to go buy some bump stock. That was an item that they had I wish I could remember what that stuff's called. I can buy it down here in Klamath. You buy it and you put it in a little jar and you shake it up and you shoot it with a rifle and it makes an explosion. And people around here do it all the time. But they wanted to get that stuff. I mean, everything that they had an eyeball on, ammonium nitrate, he had 3 pounds of it. Woo. Really? Anybody who has a garden has 3 pounds, or he has 20 pounds of ammonium nitrate. But see, you had to have all of the elements here. Everything they want to go after just happened to be in his car or in that motel room or in his house. And that, like I said, the bump fire stock. This guy here was a billionaire. This is Nevada. In Nevada, I think it's $250 you pay for the permit to own a fully automatic weapon, period. And you have to go through the background check, which he had passed 47 times, evidently, because he had 47 guns, or at least admit enough times to buy 47 guns. He could have owned people. If this guy was for real, a millionaire, he could have owned a fully automatic, belt-fed, 50-caliber machine gun with extra barrels. You know, and I'll tell you what, nobody would take you out of a motel room. I mean, you'd never get the son of a bitch in there, no more than he would have got those guns in there that they brought in there and scattered all over there for the pictures. These are the ones we want to take. Look at those big magazines in them. But theoretically, if he could get those in, he could have sure as hell got that 50 cal in there, set it up on a tripod, and who could have got to you? Even if they started coming into the halls and stuff, just turn it around the other way and empty it. It'd go clear through that motel and the motel next to it. And you talk about a kill ratio down into a crowd of 20,000 people with a 50 caliber machine gun, belt fed. He could have killed thousands. Think about it. But that was not the intent, and that's not what this is about. Those guns were laid out like the ones in the bathtub and the ones on the floor and all this horse shit, because that's the ones they want to come after. And the bump stock. I think the bump stock they wanted to get rid of because it was something that people were buying up. I guess you can't get one now. I seen a thing on the television where they're all maxed out. They can't, you know, you can't, they're all back ordered, I think they call it. But at any rate, this is something that they didn't want us to have. The poor guy, see, this was the poor guy's machine gun. And like I said, there's not a whole lot of application for it in our world. But, you know, if you were out on a fire team and, you know, like in an ambush or like to put down cover fire for a maneuver, his only way I could see it would be worth it. And still, you got to pack a hell of a lot of ammo when you're shooting it like that.
But, you know, all you need is a thick rubber band, Henry. You got a bump stock. I mean...
Well,
you know, who cares? All you need is a rubber band.
Well,
the wrap around the trigger, the wrap around the receiver, the back of the trigger. I mean, it just automatic fires that way, too.
Well, I've only seen one gun bump fired, and my son did it. He just stuck his thumb through his belt loop on the side of his pants, and he just took that gun, and he put his trigger finger up there, and he pulled the gun forward till it went off and just held forward, and it shot, you know. But to hell, you're not aiming it. You know, you're wasting ammo is all it was doing. But he just, you know, wanted to show me how it worked. I didn't even know these bump stocks existed. But I can see a practical use for them for the poor guy. You know, the poor people that are trying to get armed up and ready for this war that has been thrust upon us. Anyways, guys, stay right where you're at. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Bertram Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1237 Pacific Time, and that was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door. This is how we feel about come Wednesday around here. But back to the hotel, there was one more little item we wanted to get at here. Let me see here, where were we? The revised timeline raises questions about whether better communications could have allowed officers to respond more quickly and take out the gunman before the attack. Forget about officers. Like I said, the hotel security would have done it. He would have never been able to turn his back on that door and shoot into any crowd. It remains unclear if police ever received a call for help from the injured guard. Okay. This changes everything, said Joseph Gayasakon, a professor at John Day College of Criminal Justice and a former New York City police sergeant. Oh, they're getting experts out now. There absolutely was an opportunity in that time frame that some of this could have been mitigated. All of it. Forget what he's saying. All of it. Hotel security. They got big bad guns, too. I never felt so safe as when I'm in a casino, and that's one of the places where you don't take your gun with you, but I felt safe. A gun-free zone with an arsenal covering you at all times. Nicole Rapp, whose mother was knocked to the ground at the Route 91 Harvest Festival and trampled by panicked concertgoers as bullets rained from above, said she's having a hard time wrapping, quote, wrapping my head around why police changed the timeline of the shooting because it couldn't match. There was too many people. Like I said, the security's huge. And, I mean, I got to believe within the second day, everybody was going, wow, you know, and then it was reaching out into the streets and the people that live there know better than this. It's very confusing to me that they just they are just discovering this week, a week later. You know, they went and got that woman from where was she down in Puerto Rico or something. They went and got that woman, brought her back and all this investigating and all this stuff. And they're just getting around. Well, actually, what happened there wasn't quite what happened there. She said, how did we not know this before? It's traumatic for the victims and their families not to be sure of what happened. Well, if you find out what happens, there'll be it'll be a terrible thing in this country. Undersheriff Kevin McManhill said on Tuesday that the guard had been responding to a door alarm on the hotel's 32nd floor when he heard an odd drilling sound. Paddock had power tools and was trying to drill a hole. Power tool. Man, I'm telling you, you don't get this shit in, people. Trying to drill a hole in a wall, perhaps to mount another of the security cameras he set up around him. And we talked about this yesterday. The ones that were set up in the hall, well, he had to be on camera putting them up because they have cameras in those halls, I promise you. Or to point a rifle through, but he never completed the work. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who hasn't been seen since, he might be out in the desert by now, said he also drilled holes and bolted a metal bar to try to prevent the opening of an emergency exit door near his room. As the guard notified maintenance, this stuff is not going on, people. As the guard notified maintenance and security of the stairwell issue, several single shots were fired into the hallway before he shot again, unloading more than 200 rounds at the guard and a maintenance man, and the whole hotel security that's there to protect millions of dollars with guns, and nobody, just 200 rounds, you know, on the 32nd floor. McNeil said, Campos, that's Jesus Campos, the security guard, was struck in the leg and injured, police said, so he's alive. Campos reported to hotel security dispatchers that he was shot before Paddock opened fire on the crowd, Assistant Sheriff Tom Roberts told the Los Angeles Times on Tuesday. It wasn't clear exactly what time Campos called for help. I guarantee you it's all cataloged. It's all on tape, man. Time Campos called for help or if the hotel had relayed the information about the shooting to the police. And they would have been relaying it, but I tell you what, that security would have been on the spot. It would have never happened. Las Vegas police did not respond to question. Go ahead. I thought I heard somebody trying to...
Well, I mean, the whole thing just sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? I mean, why don't we hear... Did the guard fire back, for Christ's sake? I mean, Jesus.
Well,
guys are wrong, man.
The other day, he was off duty, so they were trying to indicate that he didn't have a gun, but now he had his radio, he was on duty, and I guarantee he had a gun. He was hotel security. Come on. Mark, you've been to Vegas. Come on. You're from Vegas.
Oh, well, yeah, Yeah, they're all armed. They walk the floor armed, man.
You're goddamn right,
they
do.
They got to be armed.
The ones on the floor are armed with pistols, but they have guys in the security team. They have rifles, too. They probably, I mean, I got to believe, fully automatic rifles. They're guarding millions of dollars.
one more fact, I'll get out of your way. I mean, an hour and 20 minutes or almost an hour and a half before that door was blown. Give me a break. That should have been done within a half hour, man.
Well, I mean, you're going to blow it. Do you know what a door would look like riddled with 200 rounds from even a 223? I mean, you'd be able to look through it.
Yeah.
You'd be able to look through it, and I'm telling you, any guy with a gun that was there would be able to look through it. And when he turned his back to, if any of this was real, which it is not, when he turned his back to the window or to break the window, they would have just kicked the door in and shot him down right there. Think about it. They could see in there. 200 rounds to a door, you can see through it. I'm telling you people right now. If it was even still on the hinges, 200 rounds. Go shoot one with an AR-15 or what else? He had an M4 too with him. I mean, what are they claiming here? That you can shoot 200 times through a, they could see through that door, I guarantee you. Let's see, where were we? Call for help on hotel and relayed the information about the shooting to police. We relayed the information. We had 200 rounds fired in the 32nd floor. If you could have somebody stop by here today and fill out a report, we'd appreciate it. Las Vegas police did not respond to questions from Associated Press about whether hotel security or anyone else in the hotel called 911 to report the hallway shooting. I guarantee you, they're tied into Metro. It's a casino. It's like a bank. It's tied in. Anything that happens, they already know. Our officers got there as fast as they possibly could, and they did what they were trained to do. Another Las Vegas assistant sheriff, Todd Fasulo, said Tuesday, the 6 minutes that transpired between the hallway shooting and the start of the gunman's fusillade wouldn't have been enough time for officers to stop the attack. No, but I guarantee you that armed security in that casino could have, because they could look right through that door with 200 rounds shot through it, and they could have shot him in the back as soon as he turned his back to that door. Please, people. Said Ron Hosko, a former FBI assistant director, he would tell us the truth, who has worked on SWAT teams. Oh, that makes him an expert. I see. Maybe he can't see through doors with 200 holes in them. Rather than rush in without a game plan. What rush in? How'd you just peek around the corner? Soon as he ain't looking, shoot him. Shoot through. I got to believe you could shoot right through the door. He shot through the door. Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe he got a special kind of magic aura around him to protect him. The 6 minutes that transpired would not have done bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. This didn't happen. None of this happened, like they said. SWAT teams, rather than rush in without a game plan, police would have been formulating the best response to the barricade gunman. They might have been, but that hotel security would already been there and done their job. Those guys are pros. Maybe that's enough time to get the first patrolman onto the floor, but the first patrolman is not going to go knock on the customer's door, and say, what's going on with 200 holes in the door? No, he can just look through that door and see what's going on. There's 200 holes in it.
These guys are trained retired cops.
You
security
bet.
Guys.
They're bad as
retired cops.
They're bad as cancer. And when I tell people that if you F around with them, they'll take you out and stomp you themselves, won't they, Mark?
They'll beat the shit out of you. what you see in the movies is true.
You damn right it is.
They find the card counter, they'll take them downstairs and beat the hell out of them.
You bet. And if you did something like that in that hotel, that security, it's going to be their pride to kill your ass. If you fired off guns in their goddamn and shot one of their guys, you kidding me? Right. Whatever they want to tell us. Okay. McMahon-Hill defended the hotel and said the encounter that night between Paddock and the security guard and maintenance man. Now we have a maintenance man that came on the scene. We got a radio, which means that guy had a gun. And then you got a maintenance man. How can we just, what's it, a week and 3 days now? And, there was a maintenance man there, by the way, that nobody knows. I mean, wouldn't you think if something like this was real, just like you know Jesus' name there, you'd know this guy anybody who was there was a firsthand witness to the worst massacre in modern-day history. Wouldn't you know who that person is? And wouldn't you be telling, they're talking to him today, and boy, we're finding out this, and we're going to tell you guys, huh? No, they can't figure none of this out, people. But a security, now you got a maintenance man that just formulated into the story. Defended and said the encounter between Paddock and the security guard and the maintenance man disrupted the gunman's plans. But, I mean, it can't be both ways. Paddock fired more than 1,000 bullets and had more than 1,000 rounds left in his room, the undersheriff said. Yeah, they were scattered there. It was for photo ops. I can tell you, I'm confident that he was not able to fully execute his heinous plan, and it certainly had everything to do with his being disrupted, McHannell. But what you're saying this? So you're saying what they just released is a lie? You're telling me that those, Mark, you're still there, aren't you?
Yeah.
If something happened like that in that motel, would they have cameras and would they all be time-stamped?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you walk in the security office in these hotels, it looks like an NBC studio.
You got
I mean,
to.
There's probably 50 cameras on the wall, monitors on the wall. and all the technology abound, man.
You betcha. So, I mean, that's what's so fantastic. That's why you had even the mainstream saying, this is impossible, because it is impossible, people. It is impossible.
the windows are even monitored because, you know, people blow a couple million, they want to kill themselves, and they try and break the windows, so they have to know, you know, if that window's got vibration, it goes right down to security.
I got to believe it, Mark. I mean, it's secure, more secure than a bank, I have to believe. More secure than a bank, people. So, I mean, I don't know where they're going to go with this. Like I said, you aren't hearing anything right now. It's quiet. Because, I mean, they're busted. Now, they would just like to write this off and just get quiet about it, and everybody just forget, oh, well, you investigate, and he's buried. Okay, have a nice day. But this is bullshit. This didn't happen like this. 58 people are dead. I, for one, want to know who killed them. And I think the rest of America should want to know who killed 58 of our people, because we're in a war here. And these people are 58 casualties from the communist enemy, and 400, there's over 400 wounded. And we're just supposed to just forget about that because they effed up their story. I don't think so. I can tell you.
It's like 500. The new number is 500 wounded.
I hear you. And the last statement here is, I think the hotel dropped the... I don't think the hotel dropped the ball, and I don't think the hotel dropped the ball either. This was a planned operation. And, I mean, you don't do something like... It's impossible. That's it. That's all we got to say about it. And let's see what else we got going here. We still got a little bit of time, and I wanted to do this today. President Trump approves California disaster declaration for multiple wildfires. At the same time, they're declaring sanctuary state. And they're not going to, you know, he cut off their aid. Why would you? I mean, you'd say, hey, you want some aid? You need us. You're going to help us deport these illegals that are invading this country. But, you know, you're not going to hear that. That's another thing that this has all been to cover up, is that DACA thing that's coming up. The fact that, you know, everything that has been said about Trump and being a lying son of a bitch, which he is true. He is a liar. Yeah, and I brought this, I made this morning, or Laura did, and we're going to play it so we can listen to what Trump said, so we can see the bait and switch.
There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. Our message to the world will be this: you cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Our message to the world will be this: you cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Our message to the world will be this: you cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country.
Let me just tell you that Dwight Eisenhower moved 1.5 million illegal immigrants out of this country. You don't get nicer. You don't get friendlier. They moved 1.5 million people out. We have no choice. We have no choice. Well,
the executive order gets rescinded. One good thing
you'll
about...
You'll rescind that one, too?
One good thing
you'll
about...
You'll rescind the Dream Act executive
you're
order.
You're going to have to.
DACA.
We have to make a whole new set of standards. And when people come in, they have
so
to
you're
come
gonna
in...
You're going to split up families.
Chuck,
you're going to deport children.
Chuck, no. We're going to keep the families together. We have to keep the families together.
But you're going to keep them together out.
But they have to go.
What if they have no place to go?
We will work with them. They have to go. Chuck, and we either have a country or we don't have a country.
There is only one core issue in the immigration debate, and that issue is the well-being of the American people. My first hour in office, those people are gone. We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law
and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
Now, my word, this is called bait and switch. Now, that was the bait. Remember what he said, that you got to get meaner. You can't be nice about it. And now he's got a compassionate heart for those dreamers. And he, and DACA, you know, gave a 6-month extension on DACA. And as California has become a sanctuary state, man, he's right down there for them wildfires. They're gonna, you know, you and I are going to pay for those illegal aliens to have jobs down there building all that shit that burned up. President Trump approves California disaster declaration for multiple wildfires. This is from ABC News. President Donald Trump approved California's disaster declaration for areas affected by multiple destructive wildfires. The White House released a statement saying that federal funding is now available right away. The fires ain't even out yet, but boy, hey, man, he's right down there taking care of his people. Never had any intent of doing it. I mean, that is what he's trying. They're trying to act like that is not what got him elected. They're trying, only two people in America want them out of here. That's all bullshit. And I'm not, and every day I'm going to be bringing this shit up because this is what the cover is for. I mean, if everything that he campaigned on, the only thing that any of the, you know, even the retards out there that went and voted for him, the only thing that he got them to go do it was this promise. You know, if he did nothing else, I mean, even the dictator piece of shit that he is, if he did nothing else, but he did empty him out here, I knew he wouldn't do it. You knew he wouldn't do it. But if that had occurred, man, I'll tell you what, that's something that the average person would have felt. We'd have felt like, God almighty, we got a huge something back. But there was never no intent. Massive wildfires are right now sweeping through parts of California. He went right straight down there and took care of them. In Orange County, at least 24 homes were destroyed and more than 5,000 people remain evacuated from their neighborhoods. More than a dozen fires in Northern California have killed at least 15 people and damaged more than 1,500 residences and other buildings, according to the authorities. Oh, let's see what else we got going here. Let's see, we got that one there. We still got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, when these houses burn, we're talking plastic, you know, all the shit that anything but real wood is burning, and the haze just hangs over the city, and people die of cancer down the road because they're breathing this shit in. I mean, it's horrible.
It is horrible, and you know, it's a terrible thing that happened. But you know what? Those multi-million dollar homes and people that live down there in the little paradise, their little communist paradise down there, I don't want to help none of them communists. Well, you know, there's probably decent people down there. But the mass majority down there are communists. Look at how the state's being run. They just now said that we're going to allow the invasion. We're going to allow this to be an invasion port into your states, into the state of Oregon, into the state of Nevada, into the state of Arizona, into the on into Mexico, New Mexico. But I mean, and they've just declared, you know, F the rest of the people in the United States. We're a separate goddamn country. Well, then pay your own freight, buddy. I don't feel like building back no millionaire's home down in California, when I don't even own a home myself.
Yeah, you know, when the woods burn, that's one thing. But when you have these homes burn, that's another deal altogether, man. I mean, it's like living on the coast. I mean, you're asking for it if you want to live in the woods. You never know what the hell's going to happen.
Well, they went out there on them desert plains and, you know, they built all of these houses. I mean, you know, built on top of each other like rats. And so it sweeps right through them. You know, what do you expect? You built where it used to be, wildfires went through and there weren't no homes. You built homes there. It's just like the people that build on floodplains. What did you expect? Oh, you expect that the rest of the people in the United States who do, you know, you get to enjoy the weather down there. You get to enjoy all the perks of the place you live. But when something goes wrong, I mean, you might could justify it if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, they're aiding an invasion into our country. That Jerry Brown should be hung. He should be tried and hung for the treason that he is blatantly committing right in front of our faces, people. But that ain't what's going to happen. And I'll tell you what. Now, you know, supposedly he's Trump's nemesis, that damn Jerry Brown. And, you know, with this immigration thing, because he really wanted to get, because he's really working hard and he's keeping all of his promises. You guys heard the tape. I mean, you heard the video I just played or the audio I just played. All of them. Remember? It's like a bait and switch. That's the bait. And what was the switch? Oh, the Republican platform that it's been, you know, that Mitt Romney and all the rest of them had all the way, all along down the line. And do you people really believe that Donald Trump could have got elected on cutting taxes for the filthy rich? Or just stop, or what was it, repealing Obamacare, which he still hasn't done? Do you think that he would have got elected on those issues? Or do you think that he was elected on them lies I just played you? Because I know the truth, and you know the truth. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, don't take no wooden nickels, and that is The Word from the Trenches.